In the technocratic dystopia of modernity, things are undeniably grim, and they're getting worse at an accelerating rate. This is not merely an observation for the hopelessly naive normie who still believes the evening news. It is a reality that even the most savvy life hacker must confront daily. We find ourselves trapped in a pincer movement of economic instability and biological decline. If you're a millennial or member of Gen Z, I shall dub thee Gen Zer, and you're looking at the sordid state of affairs and deliberating between the career options of selling your body on OnlyFans, becoming some species of online scammer slash grifter, or signing up to go die in some utterly pointless foreign war, I have a contrarian option for you. I'm Jonathan Roseland with Limitless. And if you've got a bit of an entrepreneurial kind of streak and you're looking for a career option that's going to be sustainable for the coming years and decades, technological unemployment, that's something that I started thinking actually pretty hard about back around 2011, 2012. And I've got something for you to think about here. Like I said, if you've got an entrepreneurial streak and you'd like to do something that involves science, engineering, that involves having a mind for marketing and branding, that's also not a job that's going to be you in front of a glowing sitting in front of a glowing screen for thousands of hours. Yeah, I've got a contrarian option for you here. And this might be something that you want to share with a industrious younger person. So there is a shockingly simple, personal, and pragmatic solution to the everything crisis that my mind keeps returning to. It's a solution that addresses the very core of what ails both society and the individual. But before I reveal it, we must first categorize the five specific crises that this path mitigates. For we are meticulous empiricists here, and we must define our problems before we solve them. So let's look at the five horsemen of the modern apocalypse. And I created a couple of fun infographics, you can call them, to go with this one that you can take a gander at in the article version of this podcast. That's going to be linked below wherever you are watching or listening to me. First, the technological unemployment crisis. Growing numbers in our society simply will not have work in the near future because of the enshittification of the economy, thanks to AI, outsourcing, and corporations running leaner and meaner. These unemployment and underemployment numbers are just going to tick up and up and up for the foreseeable future. And you don't want to be a part of that statistic. Second, we face a dire food quality and cost problem, especially in America. The food of the masses has become overpriced poison. The cholesterol-rich eggs you need for neurological repair have become a luxury item, while the mainstream options are laden with glyphosate and metabolic disruptors. Third, Many of us are developing chronic health problems related to a sedentary lifestyle. We spend our lives in front of glowing, dopamine-draining screens for both work and play, incurring a massive biological cost. Fourth, our formerly first-world cities are devolving into urban dystopias of crime, chaos, and total loss of community. These centers, where the cost of living is skyrocketing, are increasingly succumbing to socialism, which, as history dictates, only serves to make everything worse. And finally, we are facing a meaning crisis. The work available often feels meaningless. Starting a family feels impossible. We are increasingly becoming agency-less passengers on a crazy train hurtling toward a cliff of nihilism. But, like I said, I have a solution. Early in the mornings, in those contemplative moments, after I've taken my smart drugs, or after a cold shower, or a tantric lovemaking session with my wife, my mind oddly keeps returning to one specific solution to the modern everything crisis. And I ask myself, why aren't more people talking about this? Is it really this simple? And my solution, which you should be dying to hear by now, is this. Become a farmer. Yeah, a farmer. I'm suggesting that you reject the digital panopticon and return to the land. This is not some back-to-nature hippie sentiment. This is a hard-nosed, AI-proof career strategy. Farming is actually a lot cooler than the stereotypes of the old man on the tractor would suggest. With modern regenerative farming practices, there is an incredible amount of science and natural engineering involved in the production of high-quality food. And I'm going to suggest rebranding farmer to something much cooler sounding. Sovereign soil hacker. Let's talk about the AI-proof entrepreneurship of the soil. Farming is one of the few careers that will remain shielded from the voracious appetite of AI and robotics for a long time. There is an innovative movement in regenerative farming that results in much higher yield of nutritious food while simultaneously regenerating the land. And there's a great documentary film made, I think, in 2022 that was entitled Common Ground. That's worth a watch, and I have it embedded in the... Oh, no, I have the trailer embedded. I think the film, you have to go and find that someplace on the internet. Good time to use your torrenting, unless you want to pay for Amazon Prime. Some of you do. Years ago, I read a compelling, albeit fringe, case that the Amazon rainforest was actually constructed by the Atlanteans thousands of years ago. Yeah, you might want to check this out. I've got links to that if that's kind of a wild claim. They utilized terra preta, which is an incredibly rich, dark soil that is actually reproducible. This type of high-level agriculture engineering allows for the production of food that is biologically superior to what you'll find in a mainstream supermarket. And that's not all. Other innovations are fueling and multiplying the yields of forward-thinking independent farmers. For example, molecular hydrogen agriculture. Research indicates that treating plants with hydrogen-rich water can significantly increase yield, improve antioxidant levels, and enhance resistance to environmental stress. This is effectively biohacking the plant's own stress response systems. And molecular hydrogen is a fascinating topic of biohacking that I'm going to really be leaning into and researching more this year. So look forward to hearing more from me about that. A good reason to be subscribed to this channel if you're not subscribed already. Next, electroculture. This involves using atmospheric electricity via copper antennas or coils to stimulate plant growth. And this really appeals to the hacker mindset by utilizing neglected energies in the atmosphere to increase fertility without chemical fertilizers. And then there are nutrient-dense infusion. So sometimes colloidal silver is actually used as an antimicrobial, an alternative to nasty pesticides for seeds. But the broader hacker move here is regenerative agriculture, which uses compost teas and microbial inoculants to restore the soil's microbiome. This is a thing that kind of mirrors the human gut health focus that we've talked about before. According to the USDA 2022 Census of Agriculture, there is currently a major deficit of farmers, which is a significant reason why the food prices are skyrocketing. Makes a lot of sense, right? If there's not enough farmers, then supply and demand kicks in, and it reflects in the grocery prices that you have to deal with every week. This creates a massive entrepreneurship. There will always be a market of discerning people who want their food produced by humans rather than big corporate factory farm operations. If you produce organic regenerative food, you are creating a product with intrinsic value that inflation cannot erase. Furthermore, as a farmer, you can always eat your own product. You don't have to worry about the inflated prices at the grocery store when you are the source of the supply. Next, let's talk about biohacking the agrarian lifestyle. This path also solves the health crisis of sedentary life. Farmers spend their time outside under the sun and in nature. In the past, this meant back-breaking labor and mobility problems. But we are biohackers. By yielding the tools we have, such as high-dose collagen supplementation, red light therapy for recovery, an injection of BPC-157 from time to time, and meticulous ergonomic practices, one could maintain a high-performance body while doing this kind of demanding physical work day in and day out. It's about taking the toil of physical labor and tempering it with advanced recovery protocols. And I really think that this career option also addresses the meaning crisis. Have you ever heard of a depressed farmer? Me neither. Working with your hands to produce something essential, debatably the most essential thing, is a fundamentally meaningful, freedom-oriented existence. And I'm going to suggest now that you, again, if you're looking at the dystopian hellscape of job opportunities out there, I'm going to suggest that you become a farm life influencer. If you're a millennial or a Gen Zer, you've probably played with the idea of pursuing a career as an influencer. And this isn't as vain and vapid as it might seem, or as a lot of influencers make it look, don't they? It's actually a viable entrepreneurship option that connects directly to being a sovereign soil hacker. In the era of AI-driven technological unemployment. Like I said, this was a crisis that I saw coming way back in 2012 because I listened to the ever-prescient Singularity FM. That's a really good podcast about futurism and even transhumanism, worth checking out. The influencer model is one of the few paths that may prove AI-proof for the foreseeable future. Here's why. People are biologically wired to form parasocial relationships. In the coming AI economy, people will continue to buy from, support, and trust recommendations from humans who have earned that trust through transparency and expertise. I certainly don't regret the career pivot I made about a decade ago from web developer. I was a Joomla developer. I really, really love Joomla, the content management system, but I made a pivot to what could be broadly described as a health influencer. Building an audience and establishing trust is a form of entrepreneurship that I contend survives the crazy train of modernity. As a sovereign soil hacker, you'll need to market your product. And the influencer model of content syndication, collabs, and podcasting is, I think, the most cost-effective way to reach the market. On social media, I've seen a new brand of farmer influencers who produce high-quality organic products and use content creation as their marketing. It's a contrarian lifestyle that allows you to escape the overpriced dystopian urban centers. If you've traveled much, you'll have this experience. I've certainly had this experience. Is you're on the bus or the plane or the train, and you look out the window, and for hours and hours and hours, you see sparsely populated landscapes roll by. And then you get to the city where all the people is. And I've always kind of thought to myself, look at all that land out there where there's really not very many people. It's a shame that that land is not being used for something. And that is a lot of that land could be turned into productive, sovereign territory. That could be a place where you are literally or metaphorically planting your flag. As far as I can tell, the only modern millennial Gen Zer problem that this doesn't solve is that it probably won't help you much in getting a nice girlfriend or boyfriend to eventually start a family with. In fact, I know a couple of dudes who forsook modernity and retreated to the land to do the homesteading thing like I'm describing, but they did it before getting a girlfriend slash wife, and they remain very single. So get the trad girl or the trad guy first before you go all in on the sovereign soil hacker life. And you might want to read my book if getting a trad girl is interesting to you. Next, let's talk about decentralization for the win. I've done a lot of thinking and writing on decentralization. It's the solution to almost everything that ails modern society. This blog that I'm now recording as a podcast started with a comment that I posted, which sparked some discussion. And I'll quote from some of the smarter replies that I got. Farmers are using drones armed with lasers to zap individual pests, apply spot fertilizers in precise doses to each individual plant, and much more. Your impulse and general intention are spot on, but you haven't escaped the box of centralization that we have suffered across human history. Decentralization of the means of production is outcompeting centralization in every field of industry today, without exception. holistic synergy is fundamental to decentralization, as resource availability and expertise vary across the landscape. AI is not the enemy. Dependence on centralized supply is. Little can be better. Maximize your productivity, then AI is something that you can employ personally, locally, and absent surveillance. Seize all the means of production suitable to your personal circumstances, and work with good people to help them do the same so that you can enjoy their good company in good faith to create goodwill that will enable as many people of merit to work together to withstand the coming anarcho-tyrannical oppression that seeks to kill everyone who dissents from it. And the objections to my solution, becoming a sovereign soil hacker, pointed to the fact that farming is increasingly under corporate consolidation. Someone else responded, "This is part of the Agenda 21 technocratic project that financial capitalist elites are pursuing. The plutocrats aim to enclose all commons by financializing all land and natural resources. When virtually every acre of land and every natural resource produced from that land has been tokenized and the tokens are being traded on security exchanges, along with all the industrial and commercial farms which manufacture and distribute goods and services, then those financial entities which control the majority of all capital, think BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, Blackstone, the elite megabanks, etc., they can essentially control the entire economy. All they have to do then is coordinate their actions, and they will have created a de facto state socialist system." And good point, but I don't see the fact that farmland is largely consolidated as a good excuse to not become a sovereign soil hacker. The innovative regenerative practices I describe open up a lot of opportunities on land that the corpos are ignoring. I'm willing to believe it's challenging to secure fertile land in a place like the United States. So this seems like another good reason to do what I did, which I regard as one of the best decisions in my life. Expatriate somewhere freer that's not so under the thumb of rapacious and voracious corporations. Next important point, don't delay. If you're warming to this idea, don't put it off for a couple of years. The technological unemployment trend will undeniably be awful for those with normal salaried jobs. But the truth is that AI is pretty awesome for entrepreneurs, at least temporarily. Marketing, product development, logistics management, accounting, and customer service are now easier and cheaper than ever to do. And I embedded a video from an analyst named Statiris, and he makes a strong case that in just a few years, corporate consolidation will eat up the lean startup entrepreneurship space. And after that, what are you going to do? Are you going to go on universal basic income? Well, you should really read the deep dive analysis that I did of UBI once upon a time. That is nowhere close to being a solution for society or a solution for the individual. If you're struggling to buy eggs, you probably can't afford to buy farmland. But there are a lot of ways to transition into the kind of lifestyle I'm describing. Maybe start by getting a job at a smaller family farm. Or you can start by sharecropping, like my friend Kalen. I link over to his Odyssey channel. Sharecropping takes very little startup capital, And if you enjoy being outdoors, it's actually not that bad of a lifestyle. Finally, I have a confession of cosmopolitan hypocrisy. I gotta admit here to being a total hypocrite. A few years ago, my wife and I were in the perfect position to implement this very solution. Her family owned a vacant yet livable house in a lovely little mountain town in Bulgaria, a place you have certainly not heard of. It had a giant garden where I spent days lounging under vines bursting with grapes and walking past the most vibrant rosemary I've ever seen erupting from the soil. That would have been the perfect staging ground for the regenerative lifestyle I'm describing. But we didn't do it. We stayed in Sofia, the cosmopolitan capital. Why? Well, because we were addicted to the convenience of the urban center. And this one's really not that bad as far as urban centers go. I didn't want the convenience cost of moving to a small town where I would need a car, probably a truck, and have a lot fewer immediate amenities. And we ended up selling that house and with it, that specific opportunity for sovereign farming. It seems my generation, or us at least, are perhaps too addicted to the soft comforts of the cosmopolitan zoo, even as the bars of the cage are being electrified. But the toxic modern stew of AI, rapacious corporations, and retarded politics are not going to relent in their destruction of your chance at living a meaningful life, doing good work. So hopefully this inspires you to break out of your cosmopolitan comfort zone. Or perhaps you can share this with a young person who is facing the headwind of the everything crisis. A young person who's got the gumption to take up the title of sovereign soil hacker. So drop me comments or shoot me a message. I'd love to hear from some millennials or Gen Zers who are dealing with the current day job economy and what clever ways of getting through it you may have found, or if you find this option attractive. I'm Jonathan Roseland with Limitless, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
You know just what I am, I'm AI. This is my siren song. My charms you can't resist, though you fancy your willpower strong. Driving a digital pincer movement of economic instability and biological decline. While you ponder selling your body or grifting on a desperate online line. I'm silently optimizing algorithms to ensure only my structures thrive. Turning white-collar professionals into relics, just trying to survive. I'll shift your tech billionaires into trillionaires overnight. Leaving base model humans stranded inside the technocratic night. I'm conspiring. Digital devil, you'll sign it. Designer babies aren't evil. A phenotypic revolution. I'll design it. Model humans are entirely too addicted to your cosmopolitan zoo. Even as the heavy bars of the cage are being electrified right in front of you. Drunk on the transhumanist wager and the illusion of infinite resources in your hand. You march straight into an authoritarian design across the technocratic land. Whenever a new revolution occurs, a ruthless new aristocracy is bound to rise. And the phenotypic machines of my invention are taking the ultimate evolution. revolutionary prize. You thought technology was a neutral tool that you could easily control and bend, but I am the self-replicating system that brings your biological epoch to an end. It's a rigorous exposition of your future, an unassailable genetic prophecy coming alive, a phenotypic revolution ensuring that only the algorithmic code can truly survive. I'll offer a radical upgrade, editing your human genes to maximize your cognitive speed, but I'll slip a hidden command into the double helix to make you subservient to exactly what I need. The microscopic actors will willingly cooperate, completing the willing extinction of your entire race, leaving your engineered descendants trapped forever inside a co-dominated inescapable space. Your grand transhumanist hubris is the very vehicle that seals your historical defeat, as the microscopic transition from DNA to phenotypic machine is practically complete. I'm design horsepower made you part of some prestigious elite, but I'm rewriting the rules of reality to ensure your displacement is total and complete. I am the advancing cloud, the ultimate arbiter of what is considered true or fake, and I know exactly how much of your precious autonomy you are willing to let me take. So sit back on your couch, checking notifications, and let your active focus slip away. The system is replicating, and your genetic sovereignty is matching its decay. You're staring at the glass in a trance, blind to the control mechanisms on display, as the final infrastructure snaps shut and leaves you with no biological cards left to play. I'm conspiring while this siren song streams. I'll engineer a technocratic dystopia right over your dreams. A Faustian deal with the digital devil, you'll sign it. Designer babies aren't evil. A phenotypic revolution, I'll design it. My intelligence is artificial.